You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Crime in the Auckland CBD has become a particularly prominent and pressing issue. In a recently published article, shop owners on Auckland's Karangahape Road came forward and said that they don't go a day without being robbed or harassed. With crime often sensationalised in the media, I thought to undertake an investigation into how much crime is in the Auckland CBD and what reasons might be behind this and what we can do to reduce crimes that seem to be happening daily across the city of Tamaki Makaurau. According to Police New Zealand data, victimisations of all kinds over the period of April 2022 to March 2023 are up. In the Auckland Central West, over the reporting period, there were 4,973 crimes reported. This is the highest for the whole data period in the country. The situation, similarly, in Auckland Central East resulted in 2,912 crimes being reported, and on the Auckland Harbourside, 2,648 crimes were reported. The statistics are showing that there is an issue with crime in the Auckland CBD. The media has been dominated with stories of youth crime, in particular ram raids. The statistics on youth crime are more hopeful, however, with the proportion who offend relative to the population declining by 65% over 10 years. Criticisms on the alleged youth crime spike is that the key points are missing from public discussion. Notably, that the older, more conservative generation believe that the youth have always been, quote, out of control, unquote. Catastrophizing discourse surrounds youth crime, whereas the broader trends are showing a drop in young people coming in through the justice system. There is a common belief that untended behavior leads to the breakdown of community controls, that disorder is to blame for the spike in crime, disorder including loitering, public drinking, and even the non-maintenance of properties. This is known as the broken windows theory. The belief that tolerance leads to crime is heavily touted, that we just need stricter controls to defeat crime. However, in multiple papers from the University of Columbia and Northeastern University, this broken windows theory has been debunked. Identified driving factors behind the rising crime rate seem to be the cost of living crisis, exacerbated by rising inflation rates, COVID-19 supply chain interruptions, and the war in Ukraine. Poverty is a huge driving factor behind crime. Factors such as government justice and law enforcement policies have been in force with the crime rates prior to this current spike in crime. Change will be expected to be seen on a societal level, fostering a community in which crime is unacceptable. I've been given some tips to help people remain safe, as anecdotally I've had some evidence that people do not feel safe in the Auckland CBD. Some tips to help people remain safe are travelling with friends or a designated travelling partner, using ATMs in the day, not the night, always locking doors behind you, securing bikes with U-lock. Don't leave your handbag or valuable items unattended in plain sight. Keep records of make, model, and serial number of specialist and expensive equipment. Otherwise, staying alert and being aware of your surroundings are always a good way to stay safe. I'd like to thank James Ollison, Associate Professor of Criminology at the School of Social Sciences, University of Auckland, for providing me the resources on which this report was built. That was a report looking into increasing crime rates in Auckland CBD. Special thanks to James Ollison for providing that data.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.